In the Buddha's second sermon, he asked the monks, can you tell yourself, I want my form, my feelings to be like this, like that? They say no. But actually there is some area where you can make your five aggregates be the way you want them to be. Not totally, but just enough so you can turn them into a path, and that's what matters. Now in their case, they were at the end of the path. They were ready to let go of everything. So they focused on the side that you can't control. With your body. If the body is sick, you can't say just miraculously, let it be well right now. For it to get well, you have to go through all the different treatments, adjusting cause and effect, so you get the causes for it to become well. But you can adjust the causes to some extent. Same with your feelings. You can look at your feelings in a way that you say, I can't bear the pain. But you can also talk yourself into perceiving the pain, thinking about the pain as a way that you can bear with it. So there's something you can do. As the Buddha said, if you hold on to something like that, there's going to be some passion, and you want to have some passion for making your aggregates part of the path. Like when you're meditating, you can work with the breath and the body so the body becomes comfortable. That's form and feeling right there. And what's doing the work? Your perceptions, your thought constructs. And your consciousness is aware of all these things. So you adjust things to the extent you can. Exert some control over the things that you can. And if you're not sure, well, try. Some people just give up and they say, well, that's the way things are. And as the John Lee says, they're letting go like paupers. They don't have anything to show for letting go. Whereas you want to let go like a rich person. A rich person doesn't have to lug the wealth around. As a rich person, you can keep it at home. Use it when you need it and just don't carry it around when you don't. In other words, develop good qualities out of these aggregates. Make them into a path to the extent that you can. Someday it'll fall apart, but if the path takes you to where you want to go, then it doesn't matter. It's like having a bridge over to an island where you want to go. Once you get to the island, then whether the bridge stays or not, that doesn't matter. What matters is you've reached a goal. Meantime, though, build your bridge. Take good care of your bridge. Because there are things that you can control in your body, in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your awareness. So explore that. That way, what things that would cause you to suffer don't have to cause you to suffer. Because you know how to process them well. That's what we're doing as we're meditating, is we're learning how to process things properly. Up to now, we've been processing them the wrong way, which is why we suffer. Largely because we haven't been paying full attention. This morning somebody sent me a picture of the little box of an amulet that I'd given them, plus AI's interpretation of what was on the box. It was written in Thai. And it was total fabrication. In other words, AI was processing things wrong. It wasn't paying full attention, probably paying attention to other things. And this is our problem. We don't pay full attention to what we're doing. When we're suffering, we blame other people, other things. But you have to ask yourself, well, those other things, to what extent can you control them? But you can control how you process all this. That's going to make all the difference. That's what dependent co-arising is all about, reprocessing. So learn how to process things well with your full attention. And what would be causes for suffering turn into factors of the path. As you explore the extent to which you can and cannot exert control over things, take advantage of the areas where you can exert control. Because it's in those areas that the path lies.